Okay, continuing our quest.
Yeah, wait, there's still four more verses. You know, sing a song and not finish it. Hear the page and stand by me. Thou know'st it telling yonder peasant who is he, where in what his dwelling. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was...
Look, he's doing pretty good.
Now, of course he is. Look, that girl just got dumped by her boyfriend. She's angry, she's drunk, and her favorite movie is Slumdog Millionaire.
That is some low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. Oh, here he comes.
So, how'd it go?
Great. I bought her a couple of drinks, and she gave me her email address.
Ooh! Jennifer at notevenifyouwerethelastguyonearth.loser.
What?
Sorry, Raj.
Why can't I find someone? I'm smart, I've got a cool job, and my naturally bronzed complexion means I can pull off mustard yellow in a way most guys can't.
Honey, it's not you, it's them.
No, it's not. She's too beautiful for me.
Why would you say that?
It's true. I'm always attracted to women I can't have. I do it all the time. I did the same thing with the two of you.
The two of them? I don't understand.
There was a time when I had a thing for Penny, and I thought she was into me too because she got drunk and naked and climbed into bed with me. But apparently I misread those signals.
And you like Bernadette also?
That was before Penny. I make it a rule to only fall for one of my friend's girlfriends at a time. I'm very old-fashioned that way.
So at some point you probably had a thing for me too.
No, not really.
Come on, Raj, not even a little bit?
Not that I can think of.
Think harder.
Nope. I guess the heart wants what the heart wants, or in this case, doesn't. I mean, at all.
Will bless the poor, shall yourselves find blessing. Ba-da-bum.
Done?
I think the word you're looking for is bravo.
Okay, you leave the room and find yourself standing before a pool of melted snowmen.
No melted snowmen. Are there carrots and lumps of coal in the water?
I don't know. What's the difference?
It's a game of the imagination, Leonard. Paint a picture.
You leave the room and find yourself standing before a pool of melted snowmen. There are carrots and lumps of coal in the water.
Do we know what happened to the top hats and the corncob pipes?
You see those too.
Oh, it's like I'm really there.
I gotta tell you, this is the most holiday fun I've had since my therapist changed my anxiety medication and I stopped caring about the blood in my stool.
Good story.
In there, little nag dog?
Yes.
But is there a problem?
No. It's nice to see you enjoying a holiday beverage. Pretty Christmassy.
Since when is eggnog a Christmas drink? Wait, eggs are available all year round. I've been known to enjoy this poolside.
Come on, Sheldon. You know all the Christmas stories and the carols. You've got an eggnog mustache going on there. Just admit it. You're getting a little Yuletide spirit.
Don't be silly. Christmas is a bunch of baloney created by the tinsel industry. Why is this so important to you?
Honestly, because I had enough crappy Christmases as a kid, and I'm tired of you sucking the joy out of them now.
What's so bad about them?
I grew up in a house full of crazy academics. Instead of leaving Santa milk and cookies, we had to leave him a research paper. And in the morning, you could tell he'd been there because the paper would be graded.
No wonder you love Christmas. That sounds amazing.
It wasn't amazing. Got a C-minus 4 years in a row.
Yeah, I'm familiar with your work. C-minus was your gift.
Amy, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
It's fine. I'm used to being the girl who never gets looked at twice. I didn't have my first kiss till I was 22, and I only did it so I'd give him back his insulin.
Sometimes the pancreas wants what the pancreas wants.
Forget it. I don't expect you guys to understand.
I understand. In seventh grade, I played Spin the Bottle and it landed on Alina Shankar. She said if I came near her, she would break the bottle and gut me.
You think that's bad? In college, I passed out at a frat party and woke up with more clothes on.
Sometimes I get so lonely, I sit on my left hand until it goes numb. Then I put it in my right hand and pretend I'm holding hands with another person.
I do that too. Sometimes the left hand tries to cop a feel. And I let it.
Nice to talk to someone who understands what it feels like to be alone.
It is, isn't it?
But you're not alone anymore. Now you've got Sheldon.
I do. And don't worry. Someday you'll have somebody too.
Thank you. I hope she's half as lovely and amazing as you are.
Thank you, Rajesh. He wants me. I'm good. We can go now.
Damn it.
What?
Now that I know she doesn't like me, kind of into her.
All right. I think I cracked the code to lower the drawbridge.
Great. Let's do it.
The drawbridge is lowering.
My carpal tunnel's acting up.
Play through the pain.
You did it, the drawbridge is down. You cross the chasm and find yourself in a small dungeon room. And in the corner, chained to the wall, you see a bloodied and beaten Santa Claus. He says, ho, ho, help me.
Yes, we found Santa. Christmas is saved.
Don't ever tell my mother I said that.
I take out my skeleton key and run to Santa to unchain him.
But first, I cast a spell of paralysis on Stuart and Howard.
What are you doing?
You can't talk. You're paralyzed. I get right up in Santa's big, fat face and say, well, 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 jolly old Saint Nick, we meet again. Yeah, I believe the last time we spoke was in the Baybrook Mall in Galveston, Texas, when I was 5 years old. Isn't that right?
Okay.
And my mother dragged me there, and she popped me down in your lap, and you asked me what I wanted for Christmas. And I told you my pop-pop, because that was the year my grandfather died. I missed him, and I wanted him back.
This is weird, right?
Pop-pop was the only one in my family who encouraged me to pursue science. But you didn't bring him back, did you? No, instead, I got Lincoln Logs. Now, you can build a lot of neat things out of Lincoln Logs, but Pop-Pop ain't one of them. And now you're here asking me for something to save you. Well, sorry, Mr. Kringle, but today's not your day. I'm leaving you here to rot. Now, I hope the ogres feast on your bones. I take the skeleton key, and I toss it into the chasm, and on the way out, I give Santa a swift kick in his bowl full of jelly.
Okay. So Walwitz and Stuart are paralyzed, Santa's dead, and I pick this over having sex with my girlfriend.
Santa? Oh, hello, Sheldon. You should be asleep.
Well, then you shouldn't have jingle bells on your boots.
I've been wanting to talk to you. I'm sorry I disappointed you when you were a little boy. I can do a lot of magical things, but unfortunately, bringing your pop-pop back isn't one of them.
I understand.
But I do have something special for you. Close your eyes.
Oh, I hope it's a train.
Oh, it's better than a train.
Two trains?
Better.
I'm getting three trains.
Okay, open them.
worse.
Now, hang on. In my defense.
Ho, 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 you big dork!